certainly is nice to be here in Mexico under the supervision of the Dirección General de Turismo.
We're down here to do our laundry and to launder some Czechs who came over from Prague with us.
That's right. Well, it's hard to cash the Czechs that have been sprayed on the walls of the Bank of Mexico, but G. Hardon Giddy and Eduardo Punk sent us down here, and I guess that's our job, so we're going
to
do it.
Certainly. I mean, we're loyal to the man whom we don't know who didn't give us our orders.
Well, he's faceless.
Certainly is.
But he has a good sense of humor, so we don't care.
With us is Procter & Bergman of Firesign Theater fame.
Yes, and hopefully of Procter & Bergman fame as we continue to
make. Firesign Theater flame.
Yes.
Burning up the road out here, meeting the people and talking without fear of censorship on the ADO.
Or government out control.
That's right. We're glad to be here in the big triad. Tri-city of Chicago. Try as you can, it's hard to find your way around.
Certainly is. We just finished doing an hour with Studs Terkel.
Good.
A very fine man. And here we are in a semi-Victorian house. Very pleasant. We've been touring all over the country and finding ourselves in various radio stations in various positions. I mean, lying on the floor, standing over the microphone. We were in another house turned to radio station, WNTN, in Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh,
there was one in Buffalo, too, but that was also in a reconditioned house. But the NTN was a little more like this in the fact that they had a kitchen and a bathroom and then a couple of studios.
Right across from the garbage recycling center, as a matter of fact, the garbage recycling center hotel where we were staying, it's very interesting. If you turn your key in there, it's shredded.
That's right, and they burn all your documents and your papers.
Very neat. You leave there feeling a lot lighter than you can.
Because you go up to the smokestack. It's a wonderful way to leave that motel. So we had a wonderful time in Boston. We're having a great time in Chicago. We opened last night at the Quiet Night to a very receptive, warm audience. I mean, really, the best audience, person by person, of any that we've had so far.
So we wanted more people to come and see us if we at all can. Anybody who's, you know, who is a predilection of the Firesign Theater at Procter & Bergman, please come on down to the Quiet Night because we're very anxious to perform for the people here.
Yeah, they treat us so well.
Well,
it's
we're Midwesterners to begin with. Yeah. I'm from Goshen, Indiana, and Peter's from Shaker Heights in Cleveland. So the return to the Middle West, it's always been my favorite people. And they're still the same way, except, of course, for you. They're so hard to talk to.
Because he's got those earphones on. He can't hear what I'm saying.
Microphone, communication problem. But other than that, really.
Doing just fine. You're familiar with TV or not TV?
Yeah. Yeah, we've played it.
Good. So have we. And we're out promoting it, promoting ourselves.
Are you doing any of that at the Quiet Night?
Yes.
Yeah, we're playing something like it. It's a visualization of some of the concepts of the album, and you'll see some of your characters from the album. Misinformation makes an appearance. And
Bosco Hearn.
Bosco Hearn, right.
Spud Palmer.
At Cirque International.
Sure, Kurt Sloman and Randy Rothnoodle are there. And
Fred
Clark, of course.
Rose.
Fred's here today, and so am I, Clark.
Yes, I'm here.
And we do our famous talk on drugs to warn the kids and the adults, and we talk about being a member of SCAB, Self-Controlled Automated Broadcasters. We talk about media in general, and then we visualize for you a cycle of programming on invested Channel 85.
Right. And it's a lot of fun. We're having a very good time.
Use lights?
Lights, action, and cameras.
Yeah. Sure.
Bring your cubes if you'd like. Flash cubes at it.
Microphones, and we've got two suitcases full of props and costumes. We change to 15 or 16 different people right in front of your eyes during the set.
Sometimes behind your back.
Yeah, right. Depends on, you know, where we are and what you know, effect we want to achieve.
Right. We hope to be back in this area sometime in October.
Facing it.
Yes, facing it squarely, because we're doing a tour of the colleges at that time in the fall, and this is kind of a promotional trip to allow us to meet the people we're going
to
be.
And to acquaint them with the fact that Procter & Bergman is an act unto itself. You know,
an unnatural one it may be, but an act nonetheless.
It is, of course, launched by the fact that we've been in the Firesign Theater for 6 years, and the Firesign Theater is not over. We're going to do an album, if we can get the time together, in September, because Phil and I are going back out on the road in October. But we have been launched from the Firesign Theater and are creating our own style of two-man humor, which is a different gig altogether than four people.
Naked launch, I guess you could say.
Naked launch.
Like being born again, you know?
hopefully not being bored again. The other two fire sign members are back on the West Coast where they haven't left, really, and that was one of the reasons that we created this new grouping, because Phil and I had every intention of touring, meeting the people all over the country, and expanding our humor that way. If you stay just in L.A., there's a tendency to believe that L.A. is what's happening and that what's funny there is what's funny all over the world.
That's right.
That's perfectly legitimate to a certain degree. The Fire Sign Theater has turned people on, you know, all over the world. But we just felt it was time to get out there and meet the folks.
Phil and David have gone ahead and done their own albums, too, or at least David Ossman has finished his album, which the Fire Sign Theater appears on, as well as Wolfman Jack, and it's called How Time Flies, Further Adventures of Mark Time upon his return from Planet X. And Mr. Rasteen is working on an album now, which we don't know too much about, except that it's called Roller Maidens from Outer Space. And whether or not we will make any kind of ghost or guest appearances on the album remains to be seen, but I think it's going to be more of a musical comedy album on Epic. So there's no dearth of activities for the Fire Sign, which is pleasing to all of us.
I noticed that on the 24th of this month, you have a show called The Fire Sign Theater Then and Now. I'd be interested to know what that's about.
That's some of your old albums, new ones, some things from dear friends.
Yes. With commentary, I mean, is there someone who's putting it together to make, you know, particular biographical points, or trying to trace the material, trace the characters, or, you know,
not what sort exactly, of... but if you'd like to.
Well, yeah, no.
Readings from the Big Book of Plays.
Yes. Right. Are you familiar with the Big Book of Plays?
I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah. That gives a lot of insight, certainly to people who have listened to the record a lot and are not sure what some of those little voices are saying in the background. Uh-huh. The Big Book will be helpful. Proctor and I are going to publish TV or Not TV and our new album, tentatively titled Blue Planet Weekend, which will be out next February, into a book also. So there'll be a lot of written material. We're doing a movie, tentatively titled, because we're still tenants in this building. The Shrimp Deal is set. It's the story of two foreign businessmen who come over to this country to make a big deal on frozen shrimp and have to learn the language and the customs and use language records, video discs, and the TV itself to acquaint themselves with the culture and kind of dream themselves right into the TV set. So you'll be catching that next spring, along with probably everything else you catch in Chicago about that time. And then Proctor and I hope to put together a full-length feature movie of Blue Planet Weekend, a story of two aliens who come from another planet to start their big career on the Blue Planet. Huh. So you can see kind of where our heads are at.
It's exhausting. Yeah. I think we might as well just quit now while we're ahead. Or yeah. We're heads, anyway.
Indeed.
Doing any television?
Yeah. Yeah, we, in fact, TV or not
yeah.
TV.
Well, we did some television here.
That's true.
That's right. We opened Sven Gulli's coffin yesterday and had a delightfully insane time with him and the Walker girls. And other various members of the audience there, ghouls and ghosts, things that go bump in the night, so to speak.
It will be broadcast on the 27th of this month, a week from tomorrow. We did a lot of zany things. We shot maybe 15, 20 minutes worth of tape with him. And at the end, the Elvis Plasma bit that he did. I'm quite impressed with Mr. Bishop. He's a funny man.
Sven.
And I like the production values in the studio. I like that kind of good schlock. I mean, it's wide open and free. It's the kind of TV TV that Proctor and I would really prosper with, you know, because we are working towards a TV show. It's definitely on our minds.
On network?
Yes, if we can, because that's another reason why we're here in Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, New York. We're doing all those places.
Is that where we are now? Boston, Atlanta, Philadelphia?
Somewhere
no,
in between.
So confused.
We fly so much.
That steward is jet lag.
I don't think he'll ever get over.
I'll never get over that jet lag. Of course, get lost, I got over real fast. She just sent me to the...
To the cleaners.
Yeah.
And
we were going... Automatic pilot, no Hans. Yeah. There was a few scary moments when he lost his lucky piece. We found it later.
What was it, Phil?
An artificial eye.
That's right. Well, you see, we're traveling all over so that we can get a feeling, as many as possible in some ways, of the people in this country, which we're aliens to, of course, coming from.
We try to touch our fans. We tried to touch an electric fan last night and got a shock of our lives.
Definitely. And we tried to touch a bunny at the Playboy Club. I went over to a bunny. We played the Playboy Club in Great Gorge, New Jersey.
Great Gorge!
And they pay you in bunny money over there, you know.
True,
and I went over and I asked one of the bunnies what it was good for. She said I could either get head or tails with it. And I tried, and she rabbit punched me.
Yeah.
So you can
it wasn't
see
very
it.
Friendly.
No, not really very friendly. Very.
But that we did learn in that instance that there is indeed a generation gap. We couldn't fall in it because we were playing so far over the heads of the audiences there that there was no gravity.
We call it high-attitude bombing.
Yeah. We answered definitively the question as to why the porridge bird lays his egg in the air. Well, it's very simple. You're so far over their heads, there's no gravity. You're just in orbit forever. But you're still laying an egg. There's no doubt about it. The yolk's on us.
Certainly.
Actually, the yolk's on nobody. It's just up there in the sky.
See, when you lay an egg in a gravity-less situation, it goes into orbit.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't fall, because if falling, it means that there's a mutual attraction. It orbits. It has its own life. And that's one of the answers to why do the porridge bird lay its egg in the air.
And, of course, porridge bird, a bird that works for porridge or for its daily bread or for money, room and board. Well, we were room and broad is what we were promised, but we ended up being bored in our rooms.
Daily bread in Chicago is payoffs that come out of City Hall.
Daily bread, right?
Yeah.
Give them bread and circuses. Take their bread.
And have a circus.
Have a circus,
sure.
Right.
The mayor's committee to re-elect the mayor again, I think I saw in one wastebasket.
Yeah.
Keep Chicago clean, re-elect the mayor, and shut up. And there's all sorts of interesting things you see on these signs.
Chicago's an amazing, amazing city.
I like it.
We're on LSD all the time. We're here in Chicago. That's Lakeshore Drive.
We're actually high. We're
high above or high on. We're high on LSD, right?
Yeah, Holiday Inn on Lakeshore Drive.
That's right.
We're 18 floors above LSD looking out over the lake.
What you laughingly call the lake. It's more like a mini ocean to us. Of course, we're used to going to Disneyland or Dizzyland.
Now, I've never been to Dizzyland, but Phil has. No, I've never made it yet. I planned to once, and it fell through.
What a trip.
It wasn't my long hair. It was that, you know, I was at that point dressing as a duck. It was just my fashion, you know.
Well, it wasn't that they would not let you in. You were afraid they'd never let you out.
That's exactly it.
Sure.
Exactly it. Celeste, my friend, went to Disneyland just last Saturday, and she said one of the new attractions in Tomorrowland is this 360 projection, circle vision or something they call it. You go in there, and one of the views you get is Chicago. They turn Chicago on for you.
Oh, how nice.
Which is
just stayed in Los Angeles. We didn't have to come out here.
Didn't we? Aren't we in L.A.?
Oh, I don't know. Is this on tape?
I don't know. Pinch me and find out.
Is this on tape?
No, we're live.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, at least you are.
I can say that. A lot of people don't take it very
seriously. You can call that living.
We go from Chicago where, as I say, we're playing at the Quiet Night through Sunday night. We go to East Lansing.
Yeah, we don't want it to
Monday.
Be too quiet there at night either.
Yeah, come one, come all. It's a nice club. The vibes are good, and we're being treated very well.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's taking our union cards away from us because we don't have any.
Right.
And we can have all the tequila we want. And
tequila some time in between sets.
Yeah. So we're happy, if you can call that happy. And we get to dress next to this big knight in armor in this back room, which is full of dust, and the L goes right by us.
Oh,
What the L, you know.
Mm.
So I must say that our report on Chicago is pretty positive. You got some smog here, but that's not unusual. All the cities we've been in seem to be plagued with smog. You certainly have a lot of interesting architecture going up in the main town.
Yeah.
You really do, really. I understand that sometimes it's more beautiful on the outside than it is on the inside, but I haven't been in most of those buildings to be able to judge.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful when you're out in the lake. Peter wasn't able to join us because he was with his sister, who lives here in Chicago, but I went out on a boat. What is that? What kind of a boat is that?
48-foot racing sloop.
Racing sloop. Gee, that 1912.
Was beautiful boat. Really, very kind people. And we got
the year Woodrow Wilson was
an enormous distance, and that is some skyline, boy. Talk about your space flight here on Rocket Ship XFM.
Really far out. We saw a couple of buildings today that were over there on Wacker Street or something.
Yeah, they were
like
actually
that.
Taking off.
Yeah, one was going to Mars and one was coming down, you know. Also, we noticed here in Chicago that, like in Philadelphia, the cars are really treated as well or sometimes better than the people.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly get the best berths in the buildings, you know.
Yeah, they get all the
They're
nice
never
the
bothered.
Lower suites.
You don't, the boss doesn't come by and check on them. They're allowed their own privacy. They have their own office, you know. It's.
I was most intrigued to see the great devil signs that you have all over the city. These, the twin towers, where most cities have one tower, like the Hancock Building has the twin towers, and the other large building, the Sears Building.
That one also, the Marina Building, the Marina
double
Center.
Double towers, like a great Italian devil sign, horn sign over the city, and I think it's because it was destroyed by fire, and people still are respectfully erecting monuments to it.
Now, the newest Supremist Court decision, of course, on obscenity, makes it impossible to refer to that great structure here in town as the Hancock Building. It's now known as the Hand-Wee-Wee Building.
Wee-Wee Building, and Wee-Wee the People, people hope that, you know, it will become a popular name.
Popular name.
Yeah, the of course, we agree with the Supreme Court obscenity.
Supremist Court.
Supremist Court obscenity decisions, because it's better obscene than absurd.
Better absent home than observed.
Here.
Yes.
Yes.
If you can call this here. Where?
What?
What's happening? So it's a nice room, swell rug.
Excuse
nice
me, 1,000 watts? Is that what you have here at the station?
50,000.
50,000 watts, that's about half as powerful as KPFK. You get all Chicago. Do you get up into Milwaukee?
Yeah, we get into Milwaukee.
That's nice. Well,
a lot of Indiana, Hammond.
Well, hello to Goshen.
You get to Goshen?
I don't know if anybody's there.
Michigan.
No, Goshen.
Goshen, Indiana.
I don't know.
Goshen, Indiana.
Doesn't get all the way to Cleveland, Ohio, though. No. That's my hometown. So, hello, Mom, but you don't hear me. So, what does it matter anyway?
Well, try the phones. They're still working, aren't they?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you have reached a disconnected number.
That's what I wanted to speak. I'm one of those guys. I like speaking to disconnected numbers, wrong parties, you know. To me, it opens.
Here, try one of these numbers.
All right. Oh, hey, it's Chicago Green, huh? Swell air conditioning.
Stereo. Great.
Nice. I didn't know you smoked, Fred.
Oh, sure. I take a troke every now and again.
Well, ever since the government said it was no longer dangerous to your legal health.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Well, it certainly has been fun appearing here on Hi-Ad Radio, and we've tried as hard as possible to be entertaining, clean, and perhaps we'll have an opportunity when we come back in the fall in the colleges and auditoriums all over your area.
Or after the fall, for that matter.
As Arthur Miller said, to come on again or to come on to whoever we can come on
to
again.
Or to put you on again.
Yeah, right.
Who knows? All we know is that the kids should take the needles out of their arms and
put them on the records. So they won't be, not police records, but phonograph
records.
That's
really groovy.
Thank you.